degrees and mostly cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A 17-year-old died over the weekend after jumping off a cliff at a rock quarry in Bellevue. WSMV reports that Evan Marsh and three other friends went swimming in the quarry on Sunday. Marsh jumped off a cliff into the water but lost consciousness and drowned. The property is privately owned and managed by Scuba Nashville. In a statement, the company called the incident an avoidable accident. The company adds that they do not allow cliff jumpers or swimmers at the quarry and have many no trespassing signs posted there. Metro Police are reportedly investigating. There's an adage that you should never turn down a chance to be on TV, but U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn has. Blackburn is the front runner in the Republican primary to become Tennessee's next governor. The current governor, Bill Lee, is term limited. Blackburn turned down an invitation from News Channel 5 to debate her two GOP rivals, Congressman John Rose and State Representative Monty Fritz. After Blackburn declined to take part, Rose pulled out as well, prompting the station to cancel the event altogether. Experts say Blackburn's strategy suggests she wants to hold on to her lead and thinks debating would be high risk, low reward. Election day for the primary is August 6th. Early voting starts this Friday. The American Red Cross has an emergency blood shortage. The organization says it particularly needs type O positive and type B negative donations. The Red Cross says blood donations have dropped significantly since the end of May. That's created a wide gap between the available blood and the needs of patients. They say that many people underestimate the importance of regular blood donations and ask that donors give now before doctors are forced to make difficult decisions. More news at WPLN.org.